Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. Once again, I come your way with a short gospel message, and I'm happy to be doing so. Listen to this scripture from Proverbs 20 and verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Now, today I'd like to speak about doing, about deeds. And this scripture brings out the thought here that a child is known by his doings. In other words, by their actions. You can tell what the child is thinking, what's in his mind, and what's in his heart. And so his actions are a barometer to that which is going on inside this child. And just as this is true of a child, so it is of a grown man or woman. And so it is of, we might say, even the creation of God. God himself is known by his doings, by his actions, by his work. Now listen to this verse from Psalms 94 and verse 9. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Now, if God made us, and we believe that he did, and he put us here in this world, he gave us eyes to see with and ears to hear with and the five senses of mankind. Now, if he gave us this ability to see and hear and speak and all these things, don't you think that God, the one that formed us and formed all of these things, can hear and speak and do and act? So, by their fruits ye shall know them. This is true of the trees that grow in the fields and in the gardens. And so all men, women, and children are known by their fruits. God is known by his fruits. By the same token, we could say that a prophet is known by his fruits, his words, his actions, his deeds. Jesus was very careful to warn his disciples about false prophets. Jesus was concerned about them in his day, and I think if it was true then, it surely is true now. Dear ones, there are many false prophets in the land today who profess to be prophets of God, and I am convinced that they are not acquainted with God at all. Now, well, you say, well, how are we going to tell? Well, just like I was saying, by their fruits. Let me give you this scripture here in Matthew 7:15. Jesus speaking now, beware of false prophets, beginning with the 15th verse, going down through verse 20. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? In other words, you don't go out to the thorn bush and gather grapes off of it. No, it grows on a grapevine. Or do you get figs off of the thistle bushes? Why, certainly not. They grow on fig trees. And when you see those figs growing, or those grapes being produced out there, you know what sort of a plant that is that's producing them. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Now, on down, beginning again with verse 17. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Now, don't forget that verse. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Now, I have a little clipping here sent to me by Sister Teresa Gaines over in Tulsa. Thank you, Sister Teresa, and we certainly appreciate this. We'd like to pass this along to the listeners of the broadcast. This is in answer to those who would say God is dead. The cynics say that God is dead, yet all around I see the glory of his handiwork in bud and flower and tree. In all the galaxies of stars, and in the moon's soft glow, in shining rays of blazing sun, his hand is there, I know. In each new day that follows night, in seasons of the years, in all the boundless universe, my Maker's face appears. in gentle whisper of the breeze or tempest on the sea, in all the music that has been, I hear God speak to me. Can science, with its mighty power, hold sun and moon in place, or change the ebb and flow of tides, or hang one star in space? Let cynics search their doubting hearts. Then tell me which is greater. Who stands upon the highest hill, the man or his creator? Man and his work shall fade away like shadows on the sea. Only the living God remains through all eternity. Thank you, Sister Teresa Gaines. We appreciate you sending us that clipping to pass along to the listeners. And so, if God created all of us, as I say, I believe that he has and does and did, then surely he sees and hears and knows, and we're to tell by the fruits that one bears what sort of a plant they are. Now, Jesus, in speaking to his disciples, said one time, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." John 13:17. Friends, the thing that counts and is of vital importance is, what are you doing? What are your deeds proving you to be? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus speaking in another place, Matthew 7, beginning with verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'd like you to put the emphasis on that doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You see, folks may say ever so many things, talk and pretend and put on a front and on a show. But, dear ones, that's not what God is looking for. He's looking for people who are sincere right down in their hearts, and their deeds prove what's in their hearts by the deeds that come out, the things that they do. Now, if you will do what Jesus said, there's a sure foundation for you. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, that's those who hear the sayings of the Lord and will do them. It's like building a house upon a foundation of a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he may talk about it, they may speak about it, sing about it, pretend, and all of that. But listen, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew 7:24-27. Oh, dear friends, deeds are important. They do prove something. It proves that which is in the heart. Again, the James, in James 1:22-25, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, one may hear the word and still not do it. So it is in that doing, the deeds and the things that come forth out of their life proves what sort of a plant they are. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Oh, that's the important thing about life, is what are you doing? What are you doing about your salvation? There was an occasion when the prophet was speaking to Jeroboam. Now, Jeroboam was Solomon's son, one of his sons. And this prophet told Jeroboam, "And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee." 1 Kings 11:38. Now, here is what the prophet said to Jeroboam. If you will walk in the Lord's ways and do them. Now, There might be those who would say, oh, well, I didn't think you were going to be saved by your deeds. Well, that's right, because the scripture said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. So there would be those who would say, well, you're not going to be saved by your works anyway, so why worry about what you're doing? You're going to be saved by grace. Well, let me tell you, dear ones, it is true that you're saved by grace, but there's one thing for sure, that if you're saved and you're made from go from darkness unto the light of God, then your deeds are going to come out, and you're going to be known by your deeds, just like it said about the child. Listen, John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now, those who are doing evil deeds, what about them? Do they love to come to the light and to the truth? Well, no, because their deeds will be manifest, how they're living, and it'll be known what they're doing. And so it is. People don't want to come to the light. If you're doing that which is right and walking in the light, why worry about that? Now, again, the prophet Isaiah, the gospel prophet, Isaiah 59:18, according to their deeds. This here is what the Lord's going to do for folks now, according to their deeds. Not that we're going to be rewarded for, we might say, or be saved by our good deeds. No. But certainly there is a reward for those who live for God, live by faith, even though Abraham was a father of the faithful and he was justified by faith, yet he obeyed God and he went out and did the will of God, don't you see? Now, he might say, well, yes, Lord, I believe you, and that's good and that's well. There might be those who would say, well, yes, I believe the word of the Lord, but what are you doing about it? Are you doing anything? Listen, this prophet, Isaiah 59:18, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So, again, we find in Romans 2:6, speaking about the judgments of God, it says, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Now, what about that? Again, in Colossians 3:9, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So our deeds are important. What we're doing is a proof of what's inside. It's one thing to say that I believe the Lord, and it's another thing to act like you believe what you're saying, to arise and be doing the will of the Father. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So if you believe God, fine, good. That's important. That's the first step. Then start acting upon it. Our Father, bless the message as it goes out to each and every listener. Would you undertake for them, work out every problem, every need, every burden, lift the loads, and help them to serve you faithfully and be found doing the will of the Father. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be a help to you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.